brainwash yourself that you are a drinker or you are this.
You're an addict.
Yes, and say it all the time. You know, I am a.
Yeah,
my name is
times
this.
I would be drinking.
But that's the norm. And make a long list of everybody you did something to.
It is the reason they don't go back, because they're scared very badly. They're scared that they are addicted, and if they go, it is that. And there is no freedom, and they will go again in another place and another time, another lifetime. I think the best way is what is best natural to your own feelings. And when you remedy the mind, when you give a solution to the person to overcome the mind, you have solved all their problems. Period. That's it. You know, for 7 years we're sitting here and talking about the mind. And thank God for that. Because if we were not one pointed knit, we wouldn't have the result we have. You know, if I came here or you came here and we had different interests, today this, next day politics, the next day health, the next day this and that, we would not be so focused to destroy the cause of the suffering. And we don't deviate, none of us do. We're not even interested anymore to hear anything else but this continuation of this remedy. And not only it frees you here and now, but because you leave this body, the impression of the mind is calm then and there. So it's never going to come and haunt you anymore. It's to eternity, to infinitely, there is a release.
There's been through being able to touch the peace and the quiet and the silence, there's been an ability on the people who hear's part as they increase their own silence to dissect all of these sayings, and we can each see the result tonight of dissecting these sayings on a different level.
Some of you just translate in within a second. Everything, oh, is it good and bad? Like Tony was saying, I'm staying away from that. Before we go, I wanted to say something that really, really, to me was attractive in the time of Jesus. See no evil. See no evil. Now, in the worldly level again, see no evil means try to not see bad things in people. Try to not judge. But what it means is don't behold anymore. How do we not behold? By not beholding it here. This is it.
You say if you got a good mirror to look into, you'll see no evil.
That's right.
You got a perfect mirror.
That's right.
Not here tonight.
That's right. That's right. Yes. No, but you know what it is that the true mirror has been shown to both of you. Now that you come together, face each other, you see what you need to see. You see, if she did not have the true mirror shown to her, or you would come together, would make no difference. It would be clashing. It's like two pans hitting each other. So it's not two individual. It's the understanding that these two individuals behold that makes it so magnificent. This way, you put the credit what it needs to, which is to the understanding of that which you both do. Tony, do you have a good voice?
Mm-hmm.
Only one life will soon be past. Only what's done for truth would last. For me to live is in Christ. For me to live is in Christ. Jesu Pita, Jesu Pita, Jesu Pita, my Lord. Open my heart, oh, open my heart, open my heart, receive me. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for thee will last. For me to live is in Christ. Christ consciousness is the self-realization, that's all it means. May in this coming year, I say May, it really doesn't need to, but it's just beautiful to say it that way. We all have deeper and deeper understanding of the self. And to that extent of understanding, do we become selfless in love, in action, in thoughts. In that, there is a beneficial and benediction into the whole creation. Never forget for a moment your glory, your infinite freedom, unlimited, unbounded existence. May this year we find our true birth in our own understanding of the self. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Action, it becomes more to your liking. But don't expect too much of yourself. Just showing up here is more than 99.9% of people are doing. So what is bringing you here? There is something in you that have become apparent, has come forward and prompt you to come. I always told Wendell, you know? Nobody will ever know Wendell has been coming here almost every week for that many years or whatever years it has. What is it bringing him? Has his life changed completely? No, but in a subtle way. It's like a stone that you throw in the water. It moves, and then when it comes on top, then it's visible. So as you hear the truth, it is moving you in a very subtle way. The videos you're watching, subtle. Next thing you know, you look at things differently. Maybe not all the time, maybe once in a while.
Just meditating last night, you were saying, oh, I was angry, you know, I really, that's when I really needed to meditate, and that's true. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I'm not leaving here till something.
Yes,
so
I'm glad you did. That's it. If you're going to get angry at yourself for not being able to go deeper or breaking it through. That is my most anger used to be that, and Richard knows. That would give me real anger. But even that is unnecessary, but I'm just saying, if anything makes you angry, just take it deeper and deeper. So everything becomes an opportunity for you after that. I remember Ida was in a relationship, if she doesn't mind me to say it, do you mind? Where she wanted to bail out. I said, no, you can't. She said, why? I said, as long as you're being affected, don't come out. The chapter is not finished. Then you will fall in another relationship that has the same problem. That's why I said, Tony, your understanding deepened, and the person you're with that made this be attracted and make it perfect. Mm. So she took it to heart. It was hard. It needed courage. She did it. She came out of it triumphant. I mean, it's not even reasonably triumphant. And she will never have to deal with something like that again. And her life became an example to her partner. Yeah. This is the beauty of a deep understanding. I know. None of us, when we came here, we were serious. What made us serious? The expansion of the consciousness. We came here because it was something to do and we felt something was happening. But then it grabbed us. What grabbed us? The freedom. the freedom has a bondage. You become addicted to it. But it's a good one.
Should I feel bad that me self-emerging myself in these disciplines give me freedom?
No, you should not judge yourself at all, Wendell. Mm. I tell you, Wendell, for you I have certain method that if you want to, I will give it to you before the new year. And this is, one, do not judge yourself. And if you want to judge yourself, judge your divinity. In other words, as soon as you went to say, I should have done that, why didn't I do this, and condemn yourself or get elated about yourself, just remember that you cannot be anything but that which is divine.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is support your action. If something that you decided to do, don't bail out. Continue with it and support your original decision that you had. And most people do that. I'm not saying you. You know, sometimes.
You sure? You got me paid.
And the third thing I would like to say to you, Wendell, is that if you can, I want you to repeat, "I am divine," as your mantra, day and night.
Okay.
And then if the mind said, no, you are not, say yes, because for the virtue of God being omnipresent, I cannot be anything but that. Mm. So you shut it off and then continue. As you get up in the morning, I am divine, I am light, I am divine, I am divine, and I'm divine. And any time that the servant doesn't have job to do, give it that word.
Mm. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Sure. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Thank you all.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Wendell.